With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
You're on Team Human. This is a preview of this week's bonus content, an interview I did with John Perry Barlow in, I guess, 1992. When I was working on my first real book, Siberia. It's not a great recording. There's some weird stuff in there, and including some screeches, which could be annoying if you're listening with earplugs at a loud volume level. But, you know, we would have cut them out, but it's right under one of those kind of screech sounds that John Barlow uses the expression cultural immune response. Which I actually thought that I had invented, but no, he did right there. And it was, you can kind of hear me pause. That's the moment. It's like while I was researching Siberia, that's the moment that I got the idea for the book Media Virus, the idea that we're having these cultural immune responses to different ideas. And how are those ideas spreading, you know, and virally? So it led to this whole big peer-to-peer, you know, sideways horizontal media thought. But here's a preview of that interview. If you want to hear the whole thing, you can become a Team Human patron by going to Patreon or subscribing at teamhuman.fm, and you get all sorts of other cool stuff. But here's a preview of my conversation with John Barlow.
I don't know if you saw, I co-wrote an article for GQ linking psychedelics and computers.
Send that to me. I haven't seen it yet. I've had about 150 people tell me that I should read it.
Oh, really?
And, you know, it's interesting. On the basis of what they tell me, you said something that I've been meaning to say in my book, which was essentially that if the war on drugs were actually to prevail, it would destroy the only successful business in the United States.
Right. Which is really creativity.
Well,
but
creativity and a particular kind of digital creativity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, showbiz is doing all right. Software is doing all right. And computers, even in spite of their current downturn, are doing a hell of a lot better than any of our other art industries.
Right. And new interfaces might also be a, well, I guess it's a subset of computers, but
right.
It's definitely an American technology.
That's right. No, I mean, I've observed the same thing. I mean, these people smoke pot.
They smoke more than pot.
Yeah, they smoke more than pot. They smoke DMT.
They do. And they take and they smoke certain kinds of DMT for specific problems in software development.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and that's amazing to hear of a guy saying, well, you know, I'm dealing with my fear of a particular corner of Macintosh programming, so I'm going to take methoxy DMT tonight. You know, that's
okay. It's damn interesting. But I've run across the same thing. I mean, this is not just your peculiar take on it. I found a concordance.
But it's,
I sort of have mixed feelings about letting the people who run the war on drugs know this.
I kind of have that a little bit of fear as well.
You know, of course, a lot of what the war on drugs is about has nothing to do with those kinds of drugs. I mean, it's really, in large part, an effort to put all the black people in concentration camps.
Mm-hmm.
If you call it the war on blacks, it makes more sense. War on some drugs.
Yeah, and a war on consciousness. I mean,
it's a war on those drugs that might affect your consciousness in a way that would make you less enthusiastic about military action.
Yeah. I mean, I was really trying to find a reason why they would keep drugs illegal, and the only reason I can find is that they can keep a monopoly on selling them when they're illegal.
No, actually, I'll tell you, I think it comes down to something more like cultural immune response.
Which is
well, you've got a society that has a set of views and a paradigm and drugs of choice, which are all pretty masculine. And that's naturally going to consider antigenic any kind of social manifestation that takes a whole different view on the pursuit of wealth, the power through force of arms, the way in which the universe is structured. I mean, there's nothing really new about this.
I suppose not. I mean, most of the people who were conscious in the 60s say that what we're going through now is an echo of the 60s.
Oh, I don't even think it's an echo. I mean, I just think it's perfectly continuous.
And the people that are most involved in this movement, though, would say that the seeds were planted in the 50s and 60s and even the 70s for something which is just sprouting now.
Right.
And that would be the beginning of what Terrence would call the end of time.
Yes. Yes.
And there's...
I don't know whether I buy Terrence's theory. I mean, there's no question in my mind that things are accelerating at a dizzying pace. The idea that it's all going to slide into a singularity on Terrence's 60th birthday seems a little improbable.
Is that his 60th birthday?
Yeah. You know. I mean, there's something a little pat about it, but I don't doubt that something odd is happening to time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, at the very least, it's leaking.
Yeah.
That's your sneak peek of my conversation with John Barlow when I was researching Siberia. If you want to hear the whole thing, as well as other conversations from the vault with friends like Harvey Pekar, Terrence McKenna, Paul Krasner, Joanna Harcourt Smith, you can join Team Human by going to teamhuman.fm and clicking on support. In addition to access to all that bonus content, you'll be invited to live events, our Discord channel, and our new Team Human online audio salons. See you soon.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford Tough, Built Ford Proud.